Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
In Simen Reish Vav, we are up to Siv Vav. We are on page 230. The Mechaber says in Siv Vav, Notal biyodo pri lo'achlo. A person took in his hand a fruit to eat, u'beirach alav, and he made the bracha, v'nofal miyodo v'nevad. And Nebuch, the fruit fell out of his hand and it got lost. Onimas, or the fruit fell onto the floor and it got disgusting. Tzorich lachzor ulevarich, he needs to go back and make a new bracha. Afal pi shahaya me osu min lefonav yoser kishaberach al arishom. So even though he had more apples around, he took an apple into his hands, he made the bracha, and now the apple falls and it gets lost or it gets disgusting. Even though he had it in his mind to eat more apples that were there in front of him, still the mechaber paskins, he needs to go back and make a new bracha. The Ramah says, "Rak shelo haya daito olav lo'achlo," but that's only true if he did not have in mind to eat the other apples that were there. So even though the Mechaber says he must go back and make another bracha, even though the other apples are there, but zok the Ramah only that he didn't have in mind to eat the other apples. The Mechaber continues, "V'tzarach lomar baruch shem kavod malchusa liolam va'ed al shehotzi shem shamayim levatala." Lemaisa's first bracha was not chal on anything, and therefore he has to say baruch shem in order to stop the shem shamayim levatala. V'im omar kishenofal baruch ato Hashem. If he had only said baruch ato Hashem and then his fruit fell, v'lo omar elokeinu, he did not yet say elokeinu. Yisayim v'yomer lamdeni chukecha. So he should end off and say lamdeni chukecha. She'en nirik akorei pasuk. And then it's like he's just saying a pasuk. He said baruch ato Hashem. The fruit falls. He ends off with lamdeni chukecha. He's saying a pasuk. V'ein kan motzi shem shalem levatola. That way he avoids any problem of being motzi shem shalem levatola. Avol ha'omer al amas hamayim. One who is standing by a stream of water. Mevarech v'shosa. He can make a bracha and he could drink. Even though the water that he's going to be drinking was not the water that was in front of him when he made the bracha, the water was flowing. We mentioned this yesterday. Because that was his kavanah was that the water is going to be going down the stream, and whatever water is in front of him at that time, that's the water that the bracha is going to be chalom. And the Ramah ends off and says, I'd like to go to a bir halacha over here before we even begin the Mishabura, and that is on the Ramah. So the Mechaber said you took a fruit in your hand to eat it, you made a bracha, it fell, it got lost or got disgusting. You must make another bracha even though you had the same type of fruit, more of that fruit in front of you when you made the bracha. And the Ramah said, but you didn't have it in mind. It's only if you didn't have it in mind, then you need a new bracha. So says the bir halacha on page 230. Rak shelohaya daito. Even though from the language of the Ramah, it's mashma, to mefarish is divrei ha-mechaber. It sounds like the Ramah is explaining the mechaber, this is only true if he didn't have das to eat the other fruit. But in truth, the Ramah is not explaining the mechaber, there's a major machlokas going on over here between the mechaber and the Ramah. The mechaber here is going with the shita of Tosas and the Rosh. And Rabbeinu Yonah, afilu bedaito behedya al hakol lo'ochlo. Even if he had in mind not only to eat the fruit that he's making the bracha on, but also the other fruit that were in front of him, gam kein tzorech lachzu levarech. Zakta bir halacha, according to the Mechaber, even though he had it in mind, it was in front of him, but he made a bracha holding fruit A, and now he wants to eat fruit B, he must make another bracha. The ikur brachaso hoya al zesha uches biyado. His ikur bracha was on the fruit that he was holding in his hand. The hashaor nigrar achar zememela. The rest of the fruit gets drawn after this fruit memela. The alkena, and therefore kaven shenofal. Since that fruit that he made the bracha on fell, the nevar and it was lost. Tzarech lafsu levarach. He must go back and make a new bracha. So that is the sheet of the Mechaber, like Tosas and the Rosh and the Ben Yonah. You made a bracha on a fruit. You had other fruit in front of you. You had in mind to eat them. Still, if you lose that fruit, it gets disgusting by falling or it gets lost. You must make another bracha because the other fruit are only there to be following after the fruit that you made the bracha on. Elo de haramoh hiskim ledino lino ki esra poskim shachokim. However, the Ramah goes with the other shitos that argue on this shita. Usvir lohu, and they hold Dibidaito lecho kulam. If he had in mind to eat all these fruit, ain sarach lachzor levarich. That's what the Rambam said. If he had in mind, he would not need to make a new bracha. Even if the other fruit were not in front of him, but he had in mind to eat the other fruit, and then the fruit that he made the bracha on fell and got lost or got ruined, he can go ahead and eat the other fruit. And that's what the Rama finishes off and says, Rak Shalohay Adaitu Alav. Vahainu de la Maisa Ein Lino Glachsor Levarech. You should not go back according to the Rama and make another bracha. Elohecha de Bishas Bracha Lohaya Daito Behedya Al Kulam Elabisam. You did not have the other food in front of you. You did not have them in mind. You just made the bracha Stam. That's when you need another bracha, if you did not have in mind the other fruit. After Ba'alma Mutter Lechel Akol B'Bracha Zu Af Sheberach B'Stama, even though we learned yesterday you made a bracha stam on one fruit and the other ones are in front of you, you can eat the other fruit. Hu Rak B'Shalom Nafal Arishom. That's all true if the bracha that you made, the fruit that you made the bracha on, you actually ate, it didn't fall down. Da'oz Nimshach Akol Eila B'Bracha. So then they're all drawn after that bracha you made on the first fruit. Aval Keshen Nafal Arishom, but the first one fell. Vinimsa koya bracha rakal elu, and it turns out the bracha is only going on the other ones. Lo mahani elohecha shahaya daito behedya aleihem. It only works to eat other fruit based on that bracha if you had specific intent on them. Da'oz shavim heim bebracha zu, then they're equal in this bracha. Aval lo bistama, but not a stam bracha where you'd have it in mind. Af shahayu lefanak v'sheberach al arishom. So we have over here two shitas. We have over here the Mechaber and the Rama. We'll see a third shita. The Mechaber said, even if the other fruit were in front of you, you had in mind to eat them, but the fruit that you made the bracha on got ruined, you must make another bracha. The Rama says, if you had in mind to eat the other fruit, then you do not need another bracha, but if you do not have it in mind, you would need another bracha. But if you had specific intent to eat the other ones as well, Av Shenofala Rishon Ein Tzara Lachzor Levarach, you will not have to go back and make another bracha. That is the Rama Shita. And then the Bir Allah gives us one more Shita. V'da'od, you should know further. The after Ledasa Shulchan Aruch V'Harama Muchach. Even though it's clear from the Mechaber and the Rama, the Bistama Al Koponim Choza U'Mevarech, if you didn't have anything in mind, you just made the bracha stam, you must go back and make another bracha, Av Shehoyu Munachim Kulam Lefanav Al Shulchan Meshaz Bracha, even though the other fruit were on the table in front of you. But if you didn't have it in mind, Lefi the Rama, according to the Mechaber, if you did have it in mind, you would need another bracha. Mikama Poskim Muchat the Svirlu, from many Poskim, it is clear that they hold the Af Bistama. Even a stam case with nothing in mind. Kevan shayu munach hakol al shulchan lefanav. Since they were all in front of you on the table, ein tzarach lachzor levarach. You do not have to go back and make another bracha. That is a sheet of the Ravid Bur and the Beis Yosef and other Rishonim. And the Berlocha ends off at the last line. It says, safek brachos lahakil. In all these cases, we go to kuli. You will not make another bracha. To summarize the Berlocha, this will help us in the Mishabura. The sheet of the Mechaber is, even if you had in mind to eat other fruit, they were in front of you, but the fruit you made the bracha on got ruined, you need another bracha. According to the Rama, it's all totally on your das. If you had in mind to eat the other fruit, it's covered by that bracha. If you do not have it in mind, you need to make another bracha. According to the third shita, even if you didn't have it in mind, according to the Ravid, as long as it was in front of you, that is good enough that it's covered by the first bracha, and you will not need another bracha. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Chavdalud. We said the fruit you made the bracha on fell, and it got lost, or it got nimas, got disgusting. Zakti Mishabura Vuhadin Bimitsao Shenirkov. The same thing would be if it didn't fall, but you just found that it was rotten. The Eino Raila Achila Klal, and it was totally inedible. Venotal Acher, you take another fruit, you would need to make another bracha. The Madaying Tsas Raila Achila, but if it is somewhat still fit for Achila, Tsarich Lecho Mimenu, you must eat from that fruit a little bit, Kedesha Lo Yehei Berchas Lovatola, so that it should not be that bracha will be Lovatola. Sivkotan Chavhei. Afal pi shahaya. Again, the Mechaber said, even though you had the other food in front of you, you need another bracha. Rotzalom rafilu achi. Even so that they were in front of you, lo amrinan diyeh chal birchasu ala kol. We don't say automatically a bracha chal on all of them. V'atam ayin beralocha. And the reason, like we mentioned in the beralocha, sefkotan chavov. The Rama says, rak shelo hoya daito alav. This is where the Rama argues the Mechaber and says, if you had in mind, then it would be okay. Rotzalomar. Shelo haya daito b'feirish b'shas bracha al kulam rak b'stama. The Rama says you will only need a new bracha if you did not have explicit das to have the other fruit. They were just in front of you, stam. But according to the Ramah, if you had in mind during the time of the bracha, tir also the others, ein tzarech lachzor levarach, you will not have to go back and make another bracha. Even if they weren't there in front of you, according to the Ramah, it's all talu in your das. If you had das, even if they weren't in front of you, you would not need a new bracha. Look in the Bir Halacha, we brought the third shita, the Ravid and other Rishonim who hold. Even if it was stam, you had nothing in your mind, you will not need to make a new bracha on the other fruit, even though the first one got ruined. Since the other fruit were in front of you on the table, it's like you had in mind everything. And like the Bir Halacha ended off, the Mishabura says, Usafik brachos lahakel, we go lahakel in all these cases, if they were in front of you, if you had das, you would not need to make another bracha. The Mishabura continues and says, Beirach ala peros, you made a bracha on fruit, uba'odo mevarech, and while you're in the middle of your bracha, heviu lo peros yoser yofen, they bring out more geshmak of fruit. The Mishabura says, Yochel meharishonim tchila, eat from the first ones first, kevan sheberach alehem. Since you made the bracha on the ones that were not as geshmak, you eat those first. Afshayadaito lifter ayofim. Even though when you made the bracha, you had in mind to pater the better fruit, and they were brought in the middle of the bracha, since lemaisa you made the bracha on these fruit, these are the ones that you eat first. Vimlohayadaito lifter ayofim. And if you didn't have in mind to pater up the better ones, tzarech lachzor levarech alein, the Magen Avraham says, you will need a new bracha when you go ahead and eat the nicer fruit. The El Yerabba argues, since it's all one min, even though the second group is nicer, you would not need a new bracha. Then the Mishabura says, Beirach ala mayim, a person made a shahaka on water, vishama sheyesh meis ba'ir, and he finds out there is someone that died in the city, yishtem ma'at min amayim v'yishboch hashar. He should first drink a little bit of water so the bracha schal, and then he should pour out the rest. Why is he pouring out the water when someone dies? If you look at note 56, he points out, Haminog lishboch mayim shuvim shebishkunas hameis. This minog of pouring out any drawn water in the neighborhood of a mace is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. Ubatam adover kasav ha-shach shom, the shach brings a reason over there, sheyedu ha-kol sheyesh mikra mavis. By pouring out the water, everyone realizes that's a sign that a death has occurred. So you should have to announce with your mouth that someone died. Person doesn't want to be the spreader of bad news, and therefore the way we spread word that someone died is by pouring out the water. The Oda, furthermore, another reason to pour out the water when someone dies, Shemalach HaMoves Mapil B'mayim Tipas Dam HaMoves. The Malach HaMoves drops in a drop of dam into the water, and therefore we pour out the water. If in this barba poskim shamprati aminog, the details of the minog are brought down there, but two reasons. Number one, it's a way of announcing that someone has died without saying it with your mouth. And number two, to avoid the tipas dam of the malach hamavis, therefore you pour out the water. But zaktim eshavur, if you made a bracha already, you find out someone died, first drink a little bit so the bracha schal, then pour out the rest of the water. Continues the Mishaburah of him, Omru Loshat Tkufa Nofelas. The person made a bracha, and then he found out that it was a change in the Tkufa, a change in the season, which is an exact moment. V'yesh oz chshash sakona lishto samayim. And at that time, there is a concern of a sakona to drink water. So yamtin ma'at, you should pause a little bit, at shetavur at Tkufa, until that moment of the change of the season happens. V'achar kach yishte, and then you should drink. Even according to the sheet that says there is a concern for sakana, even in that case, since when the tkufa was nofel, the water was already detached from the ground, it's still a sakana. It's still fine to drink that water after a little break when the tkufa passed. Because one who's guarding a mitzvah will not know any bad. The ma'aseh, you're doing it, so your bracha should have what to be chal on. It shouldn't be a bracha batala. Therefore, you wait till the ikar sakana passes, the tkufa, and then you drink it, and you are okay. What is this idea of not drinking the water when the tkufa is changing? So in note 57, he writes, "Haminuk shelo lishtos mayim b'shas ha-tkufa." This minuk of not drinking water when the tkufa is changing is brought in the Ramah in Yeridaya. The Taz says the reason over there is Shetipas Dam Nofelas Beit Kufalutufa. A drop of dam is falling between the seasons. And therefore you want to avoid drinking water. Uprate Aminog Nisbaru Ba Poskim Sham. Ayin Sham the Poskim to see more details of this Minog. That concludes Simon Reishvav. And now we're gonna begin and Amir Tashem conclude Simon Reish Zayin. Din Bracha Achrona Alaperos. The halacha of a bracha achrona on fruit. Says the Mecharis, if Aleph, a short simen, peiros ha'ilon chutz mechameshes aminim. Any fruit that grow on trees besides the chameshes aminim, of the zayin minim that grow on trees, v'chol peiros adama v'yirakos, and any fruit of the ground and vegetables, v'chol dover she'en gidulo min ha'aretz, and anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Bracha achrona shalahem bari nefashos. Rabbos, as we all know, the bracha achrona is bari nefashos. If you ate from all these different types, you make after all of them one bracha of bar nefashos. And the chasim of this bracha is without the shem Hashem. You end the bracha of bar nefashos like this. We don't mention Hashem's name in the chasim. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Alva Peiro Sa'ilon. Ubidyevid in Berach Aleim Al Ha'etz Val Priha Eitz Yotza. Zot the Shari Tshuva, even though the bracha achrona on fruit is very nefashos, if you accidentally made on a regular fruit, on an apple, an Al Ha'etz Val Priha Eitz, which is normally only said on the Zayin Minim, you are Yotze. And note number one, he explains why, because the Lach is, we'll see later, if you had Zayin Minim and an apple, and you made an Al Ha'etz Val Priha Eitz, it covers not only the Zayin Minim, also the apple, because we don't normally say this specialized bracha for a regular fruit, which is not so chashev, but lemaisa, if you had them together, you said that one bracha, it does cover it, and therefore over here, if you said the wrong bracha, and you said the Al Ha'etz, it would cover the apple. Sivkot and Beis, v'chol davar, everything that does not grow from the ground, kolal bazeh afilu mayim, included in this is even water. Sivkot and Gimel, the bracha is bari nefashos rabos. Nusach ha-bracha, the correct nusach for the bracha is as follows. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, bari nefashos rabos v'chesronom, al kol masha baro l'achayos behem nefesh kolchai baruch chei ha-olamim. That is the correct girsa, says the Chavetz Chaim, of the bracha of bari nefashos. V'haches nokud b'tzeire, it's baruch chei ha-olamim with the tzeire under the ches, shu davuk, because it's connected to the next word, chei ha-olamim, they go together, therefore it is a tzeire. V'yesh omrim, instead of bara, shabarasa, v'nahara, naharu, pshate, each river with its flow, meaning each place goes according to its minhag, whether they say shabara or shabarasa, follow your minhag. Sivkotan dalad achar kulam, if you ate all the different types of minim, you make one bracha after all of them of bar nefashos. Ratzalom Ramitza say, she'ein tzarech levarach bar nefashos al kol echad ve'echad. You don't have to make a separate bar nefashos for each food that you ate. Dehi shaych al kulam, one bracha is shaych to all of them. Ve'afilu ochal v'shasa yotza b'bracha echas. Even if you ate and you drank, and the bracha achrona on both things is bar nefashos, one bracha covers both of them. V'im mitzarfin shneihem yachad l'kashir, can food and drink join together for the shir bar nefashos? That's already more complicated. Ayin l'kamon, v'simin reishuv v'mishabura, where we hold you cannot join together achila and shtia for a bracha achrona, because l'maisa, they have different shiurim, therefore they are not mitzarif. Im mitzapik im ochal kezayas b'dei achilas pras, a person ate, he's not sure if he had a kezayas of the food in the proper time, Ein sarach levarach bar nefashos rabos. He does not say bar nefashos. The Sharet Zion says, "Kasavi brachos laakol." You're not sure if you chayv the bracha. You don't make the bracha. Sivkatan hey chosim ba beloshem. We said the chasim of the bracha is baruch hei ha'olamim without mentioning Hashem's name. Why is that? Sheyesh omrim shein matbei aruka. Some say bar nefashos is a long format of a bracha, and it would end with the Shem Hashem. V'yesh omrim shetiknu ba matbeya kotzer b'lo chasima. Some say it's a short bracha and it has no chasima. U'lakach to sheyachtum aval b'lo shem. Therefore we do a compromise, we do say a chasima, but we don't mention Hashem's name. V'das ha'gra lachtum ba b'shem. The opinion of the Gra is that you end off with Hashem's name in the bracha to end. Kemo Shem Muskar B'Yerushalmi, like is mentioned in the Yerushalmi. Mikol Makom Ha'olam Lo Nogu Kein L'Maisa, the Minhag Ha'olam, as we know, is to say Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. We do not mention the Shem Hashem. Uperish Baranafashas Rabbos Mavur Batur, the Pshat, the explanation of the Bracha Baranafashas Rabbos is brought down in the tour. The no saying lo yis barach shevach. You're giving praise to Hashem, al shabara dvarim echrechim, that He created things that are necessary, kigon lechem, like bread, udvarim mo'ilim avshe einam echrech. And He also created things that are beneficial, even though they're not necessities, kigon peros, like fruit. You don't need fruit, but they are certainly beneficial. So al hechrechim omer vechesronam. On the things that are absolutely necessary, we say the loshna vechesronam. The alkol ashar yomer alkol mashe barola chayos, and everything else which is extra, which is not a necessity, but it's mowil, we say the bracha of alkol mashe barola chayos. But there's one interesting note over here I'd like to end with, and that is note number 10. In the second paragraph across from page 232, he says, in terms of answering Amen, after the bracha of Bar Nefashas Rabos, he brings a very interesting psak from Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe says, and it's brought in the river of Ephraim, Shekevon Shemeikra Adin Siyam HaBrochi Kodem Lamilim Baruchai HaOlamim. Since really the bracha of Bernefashos ends before the chasima of Baruchai HaOlamim, Achar HaMilim Nefesh Kolchai. And why is that really the end of the bracha? Shari b'gemara lo huva hasiyum. Baruch Hei HaOlamim is not b'chal in the Gemara. Rak Rabbeinu Yona kosav sheyei shlomer ken l'chathchila. Rabbeinu Yona is the one who says you should say this l'chathchila. Kedei lotzeis das hayushalmi shesiyem baruch ato Hashem Hei HaOlamim. So the Rishonim first bring down to say this because of the Yushalmi. But really from the Bavli, Baruch Hei HaOlamim is not part of the bracha. Lochein nochon noma baruch Hei HaOlamim mihirus. Zogar Moshe Feinstein, therefore when you're making Bar Nefashos, someone's going to answer Amen to your bracha, you should say the words Baruch Hei HaOlam quickly, Kedei Sheha Amen Sheyanu Yiyah Besok Ledibu LeNefesh Kolchai. Since the real end of the bracha is Baruch Hei, is Nefesh Kolchai, you should say Baruch Hei HaOlam quickly, so your Amen is Sok Ledibu of the real Iker bracha. And he says a surprising thing about Gondor Moshe Feinstein, Atzmo Nog, his minog was, Lanos Amen La'achar Nefesh Kolchai. If he heard someone saying a Baruch Nefashos, he would jump in the middle before Baruch Hei HaOlamim, would answer Amen to the Iker Bracha before the words Baruch Hei HaOlamim. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Simon Reish Ches tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.